March 23rd, I represented the city at the Police Officers Awards Recognition Ceremony, and I just want to thank them again for making San Leandro a safer place to live, work, and play. Later that night, my wife and I attended the Women's Small Business Group Network and show at the Marina Inn. As I've said many times, it's small business that's going to lead the way out of this recession. On the 25th, I took two tours. The first was with Councilwoman Barbara Holliday from Hayward, and it was an Alameda County Mosquito Abatement District tour. And the second one actually was with Councilwoman Pauline Cutter, and we toured the Oraloma plant and our marina dechlorination facility as part of an EBDA tour. I want to point out the water we are discharging into the bay is cleaner than the bay water that's there now. And I want to thank Oraloma and the San Leandro employees who showed us around. The 29th, our city clerk, Marion Honda, gave a detailed presentation to the Mulford Garden Homeowners Association meeting, which I also attended, and it was on how to put something on the ballot in San Leandro, including procedures, gathering signatures, etc. They are talking about gathering signatures to put the marina development on the ballot. The 31st of March, I attended the Alameda County Special Districts Association annual dinner. Among the people they were honoring were Supervisor Alice Leibitker, who left after this last year, Gail Steele, and as well as Doug Seiden in the East Bay Regional Park District. The speaker was Joe Tooman, who was an author and political analyst and came in fourth in the Oakland mayor race. On April the 1st, I attended the opening of the nuclear plant at the marina. I was just kidding to see if you were paying attention.